Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of our day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to get smarter, too, because Daniel Burris is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel is an old friend of mine. We've been working with him for a number of years. He's been a Brain Trust member for quite a while. He's the author of Techno Trends, and that title is very appropriate because he is a technology forecaster. He's a futurist. He's a guy who looks into the future and divines what's going to be coming at us and helps us identify those things that are going to be threats and take advantage of, and deal with those threats and turn them into opportunities, and certainly identify opportunities that are in our future and show us how to take advantage of them. And he's here today to help us do exactly that. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, pleasure to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. Dan, one of the things that that has been so interesting about the marketplace and that you've done a great job of is that technology has become democratized, and it's and incrementalized, and what that means is that the small business owners have more of an opportunity today than ever before to have power at their hands in the form of affordable technology that's incrementalized to the point where we can use them in our applications. And so we can take advantage of these things almost as much as big companies can, but there are still some things out there that you know about that I'd like for you to help us with, especially in the area of what's called Web 2.0. What are some things that you see that we're not taking full advantage of that we could?
All right, glad you asked that. And first of all, let me address just a quick thing that you mentioned, and that is the access that we've got to the tools. And there's a phrase, of course, we've used for years called high tech. Let me give you a new one, Jim, and that is higher tech. Mm-hmm. Higher tech says it's not the technology, it's how you're using it. It's what you're doing with it. It's what you, I mean, let's face it, we've all got web pages, so what? We've got websites, so what? So does our competition.
Right.
It's what we're doing with all these things. That's where the magic takes place. And right now, when it comes to marketing and advertising, there's a revolution taking place, but it tends to be with the big guys, not so much with us. Oh, yeah, we're starting to use AdWords on Google. And by the way, Yahoo's got its version of AdWords, and mm-hmm. Microsoft's got its version.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you're a small and medium-sized business owner and you're not using AdWords, you better start paying attention. I want you this afternoon to start doing some research on those, and by the way, I wouldn't just use Google either. Because there are loyalists to Yahoo, there are loyalists to Microsoft, mm-hmm. there are loyalists to Google, and they all spend a lot of money. So I would actually play the AdWords game on all those sites, mm-hmm. not just on one. But so that is a great way, but that is only one way to play the game. What I want to do is to expand your thinking right now, and you mentioned Web 2.0. Web 1.0 went basically from 1995 until about 1999, and that was a flat, one-dimensional way of displaying information. You put in a keyword and you did a search, and of course that introduced us to hyperlinking text. You could click mm-hmm. on something and get something else. And we still have people and companies doing Web 1.0 work. For example, Google's current project, which is to digitize all the world's books and make its content available via search, is basically a Web 1.0 way of using the web. I'm not saying that's bad. It just is a way to do it. Now let's get into what this whole thing called Web 2.0 is and how we in small and mid-sized businesses can profit from it. First of all, Web 2.0 started around the year 2000, and it's a big trait, its big hallmark is users sharing with other users.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, now we got sharing. Now, there's an old, I'm going to quote myself, since I've written 6 books, I guess I can do that. So let me quote myself here, and that is, when a technology satisfies a social need, a revolution is created. And beings love to share. Boy, we love to share. And any time you can get a technology to raise the bar on that sharing, all of a sudden you got a revolution. Well, the web all of a sudden started to give us through, there was a technology called peer-to-peer networking, and one of its first applications was by a company, a little startup called Napster, which let people share music and music files. And of course that immediately started disrupting the entire music industry.
They got in a lot of trouble.
But yeah, exactly. However, that started that was the genie for sharing that all of a sudden came out of the bottle. Today, what do we have when it comes to that? Well, you know, we've got Wikipedia as a encyclopedia that is used more than just about any other encyclopedia.
Hold on to that thought, Dan. As you know, we got a Radio 2.0 means we got to take a break every once in a while and sell some stuff. So we're going to be right back, folks. Stay with us. Dan Burris and I will be right back. It's 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's where you can get the show. Lots of different ways, lots of different opportunities to use it, to take fair use possession of our archives, to listen to the show live in the as we simulcast it online, as in addition to all the radio stations who take our show across the country. You can subscribe to my free newsletter there. You can check out our blog, lots of stuff there. And of course, don't forget to check out our other website, which is askjim.biz, our knowledge base, where you can go get small business answers now. And so all of those things have no barrier to entry. If you show up, we'll let you in. You can roam around and make yourself right at home. Dan Burris is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's our technology futurist. He's the author of Techno Trends and a number of other books, as he's mentioned earlier, half a dozen other books, which have sold something under a billion copies galactically. And Dan, you were talking to us, and by the way, you also have a newsletter too, don't you? In fact, I'm the happy recipient of your Techno Trends newsletter. Tell the audience about it and how we can get it.
Well, if you go to Burris, BURRUS.com, or just type in technotrends.com, you can subscribe to that newsletter. It's a monthly, and it's been in publication for 22 years, goes all over the world, and gives you insights into the latest technologies and who's doing them, and an article by me every month about how you can profit from it.
Very, very excellent. One of the best ones I get, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to check it out.
Well, Jim, I'm dying to help everybody out there.
You were talking about some of the other communities. That you mentioned Napster, and I think you were about to mention some of the other ways.
Let me just jump right in, because I've got a lot I'd love to share with everybody right in this time we've got. I just started mentioning Wikipedia, and basically that is enthusiastic amateurs from all over the world classifying massive amounts of information and collectively creating an encyclopedia. And then to wind up just our definition here, blogs, MySpace, and photo sharing sites like Flickr, video sharing sites like YouTube, all good examples of Web 2.0. So now that we've kind of defined it, it's all about sharing. Let's talk about how we can, from a sales and marketing aspect, play the game.
Can I stop? Let me stop you for a second, Dan.
Sure, go ahead.
When I think of Web 1.0. I thought of that as a pull technology, meaning people came to see me. They said, I wonder what Blassingame has. I wonder what Burris has. I'm going to go to their website, and they found us there, and they took advantage of it. But then when I think of Web 2.0 from a small business application standpoint, I think of it as not only pull but also push, meaning I not only have information that they can come and get from me, but I also get permission from people who I've met or who have been to my website to send them things. So it's not just pull, it's also push. And that's how I think about it. That's how I'd like for small business owners in the very simple way to think about Web 2.0. What do you think about that?
I think that's a good way to describe it. And let's even talk about, so what are you going to push and who are you going to push it to? And that's what I want to get into But in reality, Yahoo, Google, Microsoft all have unique capabilities. And if we start looking at what are some of those unique capabilities and tap into them, we can do really well. For example, from Yahoo's standpoint, who's been beaten up lately with their stock being down, they have tremendous value for small and medium-sized business in that they are the king of communities, electronic online communities that are sharing. So if I am launching, let's say I'm a small business launching a new drink, since the fastest growing beverage right now is bottled water. So let's say that I'm launching some drink, but I'm added some protein to it or something, and I am trying to make that a drink that would appeal to athletes because it helps you recover faster. Now, and I'm just giving you a quick example here. It could be anything. All right. The normal way to market that would be to do a television commercial and or a radio commercial, or to put it in a magazine. And the people reading that magazine or watching that television show, some might be interested, some may be athletes, some may be 90 years old, some may be little kids. In other words, you're paying for the entire audience, but not all of that entire audience uses what you're trying to sell. Right. Now let's take a look at using Web 2.0 and actually getting 100% of the people that do what you wanted to, that would use your target. On Yahoo, for example, we have 730 triathlon groups. Now, that's not individuals. There's 730 electronic communities of people that are passionate about running triathlons and sharing information and things like that. Now, they also are 3,500 walking groups, not individuals, 3,500 groups, some of them made up of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. There are 11,000 running groups.
All right, I'm running out of time here, Dan, so what do we do with that?
Well, what we do with that is we put together a smart ad that goes right to them on our product.
And we buy that from Google. We tell Google that's where we want to go.
Well, actually, Google doesn't have this. We got to tell Yahoo where they want, where we want to go.
Yeah.
That's my point. Different companies provide different value to us.
So we can take that ad and put it right in front of those people if we know that they're there. If we understand, folks, the concept of marketing to communities, laser marketing, that's what Dan's telling you here.
Absolutely.
Stand by, Dan. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back. New York's fine, but it ain't. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and we're visiting with Daniel Burris. He's the author of Techno Trends, among other books. Also, I encourage you to check out his website, which is technotrends.com, or Burris with two R's and two U's, Burris.com. And Dan, I want you to quickly tell us about one of those smart ads, but then, and do it quickly because I have another question for you. Go ahead.
All right, just quickly. You can prepare using, with Yahoo's help, or if you're doing it through somebody else, their help, a smart ad that will go immediately to, for example, anyone in that triathlon group. So the next time they go on the web, there'll be a smart ad that advertises your product. And it'll appear right there, and it'll be relevant to them because, let's face it, they're interested in athletics and rapid recovery, which is the benefit of your new product.
Right.
Now, so the point is, let's find out, as small and mid-sized business owners, what is available for us in those communities and start mining those communities. It takes AdWords, makes AdWords a low-level thing compared to what you can really do.
Well, exactly. And we've done that here in my business with my books, by not trying to sell my books where everybody's going to buy all kinds of books, but focusing selling my books where people go who want to buy small business books.
Yeah,
consequently,
exactly.
we've sold a lot more books that way than we would have if the traditional publisher had been getting my books out. Very, very good information, Dan. Let's talk about, though, let's just broaden this perspective and not talk about one particular application. Let's talk about how do we get in our heads transforming the way we've been doing business into the way we should do business with Web 2.0 and in anticipation of Web 3.0, which some people say is already here. How to help us make that, not the change, but the transformation?
Yes, well, we've got massive changes coming our way over the next 5 years, coming to us from faster and faster processing power, bandwidth, giving us high definition on our screens, mobile screens, and amazing amounts of storage in small places. And because we're at a J curve, in other words, imagine a hockey stick. That's what the curve is starting to look like in terms of how much power we're getting in a short amount of time. That's not just creating change; it's creating the ability to transform. So transform what? Transform how you sell, how you market, how you communicate, how you collaborate. So if all we're doing is changing, we're actually falling behind. We've got to ask ourselves how to transform. So what's transforming? From a technological standpoint, when Amazon.com created the first virtual bookstore, they didn't just change how you sell books, they transformed how you sell books. When the iPod came along, it didn't just change how you listen to music, it transformed how you listen to music. Well, those are just a couple of little bitty examples, and actually old ones at this point, as to how, you know, something that changes, which is minor, to something that transforms, which is major. It changes. No, it transforms. So, are you just changing, or are you looking at how technology can be used by you as a small and medium-sized business owners to transform? Remember, Google, when it started out, Yahoo was the king of search, and Google was a couple of guys at a conference talking about this new little search engine that was going to end up doing what? Transforming how we searched.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now there's a couple of people, they may be guys, they may be gals, they're called a small business right now, and they're going to transform how we search. And it's going to do the same thing that Google did to Yahoo, except it's going to do it to Google. And so what we have to do is, first of all, keep our antenna up, be ready for that, and realize that all personal growth and all business growth doesn't come from the outside in and reacting to change. It comes from the inside out.
One of the things that I try to tell people is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, even if it was a 20th century thing that you sell. But it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. In other words, people are still buying shoestrings in the 21st century that were buying them in the 20th century, but they're getting them differently. What do you think?
Well, yeah, exactly. And I think you hit on a key point here, and that is that it's human nature to protect and defend the status quo the way we've always done it. But in today's hyper-change world, you got to get over it. You got to get over it fast. If you don't get over it, you'll be like Kodak and
right.
Polaroid, who, of course, missed the ball on digital photography.
Exactly.
And a lot of others.
Dan, I got to wrap it up. It's always great to have you here. I hope you'll come back again real soon. Give us your website one more time.
Burris, BURRUS.com.
Burris. Go ahead, Dan.
Or you can go to Technotrends, all one word.
Technotrends. Don't forget to subscribe to his newsletter and check out his books wherever books are sold. Hey, Dan, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thank you.
Daniel Burris, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back, but it won't be for the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.